The National Guard in Minnesota is taking some extraordinary steps to help troops re-enter their normal lives now that they're back home from Iraq. The Minnesota troops have finished the longest deployment in the history of the Guard, 22 months, and they're being ordered to participate in a program that's aimed at dealing with the aftermath of that long, tough service. As NPR's John McChesney reports, some soldiers say they'd rather be left alone.
When Guard units come back from Iraq, they usually have 90 days at home before they have to report back for weekend training. But Minnesota's 1st Brigade Combat Team has been pulled back together for a mandatory session only 30 days after their return. 900 soldiers in this battalion, some with spouses, a few with children, walk into the River Center at St. Paul, applauded by older veterans of previous wars lined up along the entrance hallway. There's a lot of backslapping and hugging here as battle buddies are reunited, and then the crowd takes seats in a giant auditorium to listen to speakers before breaking out into counseling sessions. Chaplain John Morris tries to assure them that they're not considered mental cases or wife beaters, that most of them will reintegrate into society with no problems. But he cautions that the transition from a battle mind to a civilian mind won't be easy for some.
When you start calling people dirtbags, they don't seem to like it in the civilian world. Have you noticed that? And you start feeling like the whole world's chaotic and you're the only person that's got it together. And people start saying, well, dude, you have PTSD. You're all tense. You go, what? I don't have PTSD, but I do have a lot of anger and I'm about to express it to you.
Morris's talk is larded with humor, but his message is serious.
If you're going to bars and your intention's not to drink, it's to fight, okay? Get that out of your system. If you're not getting it out of your system, you got a problem because you got the potential to kill somebody.
In an incident involving a member of this brigade, Staff Sergeant Michael Shada got drunk, was turned away from a casino, then, after unsuccessfully trying to crash a party, was killed with his own gun. In spite of this highly publicized case, lots of soldiers were not happy to be called in here. This Minnesota outfit was already angry about having been extended in Iraq for 4 months. Now they were being told they wouldn't have their 90 days off free and clear. First Sergeant Randy Hatch was among the resistors.
A lot of my soldiers asked me, are you going to go to that reintegration? And I said, no, I'm not going. I just can't go. They can't make us, and I don't want to go. Well, when it came right down to it, my wife trumped me. She's got 2 stars on her collar, one for each of us in the service, my son and myself.
Sergeant Hatch lives in the tiny town of Princeton, and like many guardsmen, far from fellow soldiers. Active duty soldiers, on the other hand, return home to a community of other military families, and they're surrounded on their base by men who may see if something's going wrong. Lieutenant General Larry Shelito is the head of Minnesota's National Guard.
After the hugs and kisses are over and the favorite meals are consumed, the spouse goes back to work, the kids go back to school, and all of a sudden they're home alone.
And maybe 100 miles from help at the nearest VA hospital or psychological counselor, General Shelito has little patience with soldiers who resent this program.
If I have to force them to sit down with their spouse and talk about things, that issues that might come, and they don't like it, I don't care. If it saves their marriage or helps them understand what's going on, it's a price well worth it.
General Shelito says he knows all about 20-year-old Rambos. He's a Vietnam veteran.
I mean, I was the same way. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'll take care of myself. And in retrospect, that doesn't work.
Sergeant Jason Surface is in the leave me alone category and seems to be just the kind of soldier this program is aimed at. Surface says when he came home on leave during deployment, he and his fiancée had big trouble.
Along with being high-paced, I wanted to get drunk, and I did. And then that just led to arguments with her. And it led to, you know, severe arguments with her. I literally thought my life was going to end and the next time I went over there, so I did everything I could in 2 weeks. I drank as much as I could.
Surface said he partied hard when he came back this time, too, but he says he's past that and he and his fiancée are working things out. But she didn't come to this event. They'd had an argument, and he's not real happy about being here either.
It's not necessarily a waste of my time, but I feel if I had trouble, I would seek it out, as opposed to them coming to me and telling me that I have to spend a mandatory Saturday.
Participants here wore colored tags, red for married and parenting, blue for single, and green for divorced. There were 35 to 40 green tag soldiers sitting together in one corner of the theater, some looking nervous and irritated. After the speeches, the different groups went into counseling workshops run by non-military facilitators. Sergeant John Kaiser experienced a bruising separation while he was deployed. Even though he was uneasy about his marriage when he came home on leave, his wife reassured him.
She gave me a long hug, kiss, said goodbye to boys. I got another long hug, kiss. She told me I'd be missed, told me not to worry, and I didn't worry.
He says he tried to ignore signs that his marriage was disintegrating.
I got a birthday card, and this is kind of something that really made me wonder, because the birthday card said, love, and I had my children's names, and my wife left her name off of it.
Kaiser says when he came home, his house had been sold, one of his 401k retirement accounts had been nearly emptied, and his wife was asking for a divorce. The only bright spot, he says, is that he's able to visit his two sons now. Chaplain Morris says the exceptional length of this brigade's deployment is likely to exact a huge price. He says he's already been handling a large number of separations.
This brigade has a toll that I believe is going to continue throughout time of broken relationships, of children who are deeply affected by either the shattering of a relationship or the absence of a soldier who came back and had missed 2 years out of that child's life.
National Guard officials from several other states were here observing Minnesota's effort. General Shelito says just getting these soldiers together in one place so they can look each other in the eye and make sure everyone's okay is the most important part of the program. John McChesney, NPR News.